Hello friends, I'm Dr. Priyanka Kapoor from Team IPL. Just like the lectures that we've been organizing to strengthen the varied domains of our academic learning, the episodes of the podcasts of our team will also intend to bring multiple tips and tricks to enhance this learning process. So today I discuss a very simple process with you, how to select this right journal for your manuscript, based on my experience of publishing for so many years. First and foremost, when I write a manuscript, I try to define its scope and to which people would I like that manuscript to reach. So I have to identify the scope and aim before I select a journal, and then I would like to match that scope with the journal scope, which I can see in the Guide for Authors section. Then I would also like to see the similar articles related to the title of my or the topic of my manuscript, and I would like to target those journals also. Then there are also journal finding sites available, which can be a big help to the people who are new to publishing. So these sites, for example, Elsevier has a journal finder, Wiley has Wiley SJF, and there are many more journal finding sites. So once you log into that, they will ask you to submit your keywords or your abstract, and based on the similarity, they will be suggesting you few journals. And I think it's a very good attempt, or it's a very good platform to start with. Then you can also identify the various formats in which the journal publishes. Like they can be commentary, they can be review articles, they can be clinical researches. So if I have to submit a journal, submit a manuscript, I have to see in which format am I submitting. Is that conducive to the formats of that particular journal? If I want to submit a clinical article, I should not be targeting journals which are only publishing reviews. So I have to select like that. I can also reach out to prominent researchers in that particular field, and they can also suggest me a few good points. Then I can also do the selection based on the impact factor or based on the open access factor. So if I want to reach to a larger audience, I would be selecting a journal which has open access option. And also the payment can also be a consideration in a few times. Last but not the least, there are some transfer options available. So if you're submitting to a journal and that journal writes a mail back to you that, sorry, it does not fall into the category or into the interest domain of our particular journal, but we are suggesting you a related journal or a new journal, and you will not have to submit the whole manuscript again. We will be transferring your manuscript to that particular journal if you accept. So before accepting, please go through the formats or the criteria of that particular journal also, which has been suggested to you, and also the payment options. If you agree, then you can click yes, but if not, then you should go through the whole process of selection of journal again. So I hope I have been of a little help to you. Thank you so much.